Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Academy Award winner J.K. Simmons stars in the new MGM Plus original series, The Westies.
There it is, Javits Center.
Biggest construction project in the history of New York falls into the lap of the Irish.
This Irish crime gang built New York City on blood, sweat, and loyalty. Their legend is true.
The Italians outnumber us about 100 to 1.
Their story is criminal.
This Irish guy's threatening war.
He's gotta go.
Keep out of Hell's Kitchen.
The Westies. Watch now. Only on MGM Plus.
Welcome to The Bracket, episode 95. Today, we are debating the future inventions that we need to see the most or want to see the most. And today's episode is brought to you by 3Chi. Let's talk about 3Chi. Of all the things in life, one of the best has to be getting high wherever you want, whenever you want, without the paranoia of consuming some sketchy black market boof. There's the best way to do that with 3Chi, of course. 3Chi has the highest quality cannabis products, from their delicious Delta 9 edibles to their industry-leading Delta 8 products to their line of new Delta 9O vapes. Today, we're trying something, we got something very revolutionary to talk about, and that's 3Chi's True Strains. You know, we're all looking for that perfect cannabis experience. With True Strains comes tailored cannabis blends designed just for you, whether in the mood for relaxation, euphoria, energy, or something in between. True Strains has you covered. And the best part, it's all backed by science. No more hit or miss regular strains. True Strains delivers consistent, potent, personalized effects that you can rely on every time you use it. So if you're ready to experience the next generation of cannabis, head on over to 3chi.com and explore the future of getting high the True Strains way. Lads, Karen, Barstool listeners get an exclusive 15% discount on all of 3Chi premium THC products. Go to 3chi.com and use promo code LIGHTS15 to get 15% off your order. Must be 21 or older to purchase. Please use responsibly. Now we get to our first matchup of the day. Again, future inventions. This is inventions that we want to see in the future. First matchup is the number 5 seed. Number 5 seed.
Well, before we get into this, Marty is just going to give us things that have existed for maybe 200 years.
He has his own play-in.
I need
friend.
A spoon, but it's sharper so I can stab the thing.
A spoon and a fork at the same time?
That also is just a good invention. That's one of the best. But I think about inventions quite often.
I can see that too. Yeah.
Yeah, he has a full play. And we got 2 trade-in games today. Both of them are very interesting. I'm very excited to get to those. Before we get to that, let's talk about our first matchup of the day. The number 5 seed, self-driving cars that work everywhere. So they didn't clarify. They first had just said self-driving cars, but then they clarified it needs to work everywhere. So that's the first one. And that's going up against the number 12 seed. The 12 seed are sneakers that can help you dunk, in quote, in parentheses, for real. So not ones where it's like a fake thing. Like, this is your height. And it just propels you up to be able to dunk, leveling the playing field in basketball. So we'll start with you, Tommy.
The dunk thing would be cool, I guess. But here's the counterpoint to that. If everybody starts being able to dunk, it's not as cool. Self-driving cars would be huge. Like, actually safe. I mean, for a guy who's never driven on the highway, we all know, Tom, you're 27, never driven the highway. We can fast forward that whole segment. We can fast forward that whole segment of the show.
Wait, you just can't do it?
Yeah, no, we fast forwarded. You know, the self-driving car would help a lot.
No, let's go back. It's embarrassing that you don't.
Haven't got around to it. It snowed the day we learned to drive.
Go on the highway. Draw yourself.
I'll do it. When I have a wife and kids one day, God forbid, I guess I'll probably have to fuck.
Highway driving, I think, is easier than like.
No, it's not. I have a bad attention span. My ankle would get tired. The people have heard this plenty of times. True Tommy heads know this. So I'll go self-driving car. It's got to be safe. It's got to be safe too. Like,
that's part of this.
Yeah, like, it can't be fucking, you know, evil robots take over. Like, theoretically, you could cut out car accidents entirely with these safe cars. So I think from a safety convenience standpoint, you got to go with the cars.
Self-driving
car. Does it look like Kenjack has a pussy right now?
It does, yeah.
Yeah, BFP, big fat pussy.
Yeah.
How are we looking?
All right.
Is it still good?
Yeah, that's what we need to invent, dudes with pussies.
Oh my God, man, that would be...
Obama's way ahead of you.
Holy shit. Francis.
Well, I can dunk, so don't care. And then two, ever since I got my Tesla, the enjoyment that I get now out of getting roadhead versus before is just miles better. It's so much more. You're able to, you know, you don't have to have your hands on the steering wheel. You're not as worried about a car wreck and having your penis
off. You get a lot of roadhead?
And so I would say self-driving cars to me that work everywhere, all that is way better.
So you get a lot of roadhead?
Enough. Certainly
when
enough.
Was the last time a married man got roadhead? Just like the wife just cannot keep herself off of her husband.
Well, I just tell her that I can't drive safely until I get my nut.
Jesus. It's your wife, man.
Horny driving is worse than drunk driving, they say.
That's right.
Yeah. Mush.
My dick acts like a fucking the Wheel of Fortune stopper on the steering wheel, dude.
Great stuff. Great stuff. Sorry, Mush. Great stuff. Thanks, Rico.
Meek Phil did something.
Yeah.
Something dumb. Great.
So anyway, I don't know. This one's tough because I do like, I actually like that the invention of the shoes that don't actually work. I think that gives, I like giving people false hope to try and dunk and they aren't even close because that's funny. Like you said, well, it's the pumps or whatever. Used to pump up the shoe.
Yep.
The or shocks. The shocks. I thought Nike shocks, yeah.
Yeah, like that did nothing, but it made me think I could. And also, self-driving cars scare the shit out of me. But I would go with that with the safety factor, so I'll go with that one.
Self-driving cars. Nick?
Yeah, self-driving cars would eliminate DUIs. You could get in your car, fall asleep, wake up at the fucking beach or something. That's amazing. That would improve life tenfold. So I'm going with that.
Self-driving cars? KB. Yeah.
And to Tommy's point, like the second somebody like fucking Tommy dunks,
right,
you don't want to do that anymore.
Yeah.
They'd get rid of the dunk contest.
Yeah. KB.
The self-driving car in a blowout, the shoes that would make you magically jump higher.
You'd end up hurting yourself.
That probably already exists.
You ever see Like Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah,
great movie.
Infuriating movie. I like it, but it's infuriating. Like that kid cannot play like Michael Jordan. It pisses me off. So I don't want shoes that.
Oh, it's Little Bow Wow.
Yeah.
Huh?
Little Bow Wow.
What about?
He's Little Bow Wow.
He was like Mike.
No, he can't.
Yes, he can.
No, he can't.
Make a new album, maybe. He's falling off.
Yeah.
It's too loud. It's too loud.
It really is.
Jay.
Can't hear a
What's
word.
The quick conversation after you leave the movie theater that you like but infuriates you. When you're with like a friend or your girlfriend, you're like, did you like it?
Yeah, I liked it, but I'm mad.
Yeah,
is that what that's what it's like?
It's very odd demeanor. It's got to be the self-driving car.
Especially for...
Roadhead?
No.
I don't think Trey... I still don't think Trey gets what you're saying, Nick.
Treating puss on the road.
No, dude.
Wait, he seriously doesn't know?
You're Asian.
Oh, yes. I'm a classically bad driver.
You could tell, Tom, I'm glad you called out, because he's like pretending to laugh.
He's like, oh, yeah.
I did think I got it. Yeah, I was way off base.
Walking through Chinatown in New York is like a level of Rocket League.
Yeah. It really does have the most traffic of all time.
It is very, it's very condensed.
So I was at Eddie drove me to work one day, and the Tesla has a self-driving feature, but you
can't does it?
Unless you're on the highway.
Yeah, so it
that's
has.
Not
I've,
true.
I've been that's illegal not true. To do it in the regular roads. He was telling me it was illegal to do it on the regular roads, and it doesn't work the same.
That's just not true.
And don't you have to put your hands on the wheel every once in a while to show
you
that you're
do, but every once in a while, yeah, you kind of give it a little shimmy and then you're okay.
I feel like until we all have self-driving cars, I feel like some self-driving cars and some man driving cars is a dangerous combination.
I like driving too. That's the problem. Like I don't like just sitting in the car. I like driving.
Yeah, I like think of a boring road trip and then take out the driving part. That's actually awful. Going through the Great Plains.
Oh, driving is the worst part of a road trip.
What?
No,
I think driving's relaxing, especially like alone. I'd be bored out of my fucking gourd.
You gotta be locked in all the time? No, thank
you. Yeah.
I'd rather just have some road snacks.
Yeah, you would still, with the self-driving car, you'd still get like the satisfying relaxation of like looking out at the road and the, like you'd feel, you'd still get that part of like, oh, I'm driving, but you actually have no stakes.
Yeah.
What about when some dude pulls up to me with a big-breasted floozy and wants to drag race?
You say, get in my car, bitch.
Yeah, give me some roadhead.
Yeah. Come suck me.
You guys are way too into
it. Yeah, I guess I never thought of that.
Yeah. Anyway, self-driving car is going to have a clean sweep here. Next up, we have the number 4 seed. They kind of said a pill or something that cleans your teeth and makes your breath smell good.
Is there a pep rally going on?
Yeah.
Are they doing a pep rally?
Yeah.
That's just Meek Phil.
Is it Meek Phil again?
It's literally Meek. Oh, Greer. So, the machine gun Greer is over there probably telling some racist joke.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's probably drunk.
So the next matchup is number 4 seed, a pill to brush your teeth and make your breath smell good, versus a number 13 seed, a pill that cures male pattern baldness.
So if you just use like pill that does X, you can just say anything.
Yeah, it's like
I'm curious to see where people's minds go.
Okay.
Because pill brushing your teeth is super easy.
Yeah, who said
that? And then also making there already is a pill that makes your breath good.
Mints.
Oh, mint.
Mint. Yeah. Yeah. Mint.
Yeah. All right. So I'll own up to the toothbrush one.
That's awful. That's one of the worst things I've ever listen, heard.
I think it would be harder to get up and take a pill than go brush your teeth.
You know, like you're the laziest fucking brushing thing. Brushing your teeth, you know, so you got to do, you're supposed to do it for like 3 minutes. If you just like, maybe it's just a spray, maybe not a pill, maybe a spray that like cleans all your teeth, flosses, like you don't want to have
I can get on board.
Yeah,
a pill that flosses your teeth.
No, a spray, you spray something in your mouth and boom, all your teeth are cleaned, you're flossed, and you have great smelling breath instead of sitting there doing, teeth brush, floss.
I love brushing my teeth. I think it's nice. It's like, I know, I think, what's wrong with brushing
your teeth? No, I actually do.
Jay, you don't like brushing your teeth?
You're just trying to get this in favor of the male pattern baldness.
Yeah, you I didn't do that one either.
You're trying to skew the
vote. That was not even my. Believe me, I agree, but I didn't even say that one either.
I think for this episode of the bracket, I think it's okay if we own up, because we might have in some of these make a case for why it's a better invention.
That's fine. If you want to own up to it, you can own up to it. Yeah. I'll tell you who it's assigned to, because again, that's a different,
bag.
I keep saying bag of worms.
Isn't there a pill that stops male pattern baldness?
Yeah, finasteride. Yeah.
Some of them just, try a lot of them.
Oil.
Don't try and talk on something.
Well,
you
got to do it every day.
Yeah, you do it, and then it doesn't work. And
it sounds like you've tried this pill.
It can't reverse it, but it halts.
Wait, no, I find that some of them do really help. I was losing my hair, and then I started doing it, and it came back.
I don't think I've ever seen one that makes it unrecede. Only prevented it stops it going further.
You got to go to Turkey, brother.
Yeah, exactly.
The receipt is no good.
So, Che, which one do you think? The pill to brush your teeth and make your breath smell good, or the pill to cure male pattern baldness?
I would lump in with Tommy because he added the flossing part. If it does the flossing, then I'm on board with that, just because I think we can all get better at that. If there's no way everyone here flosses every day or even 5 times a week.
I do.
I like flossing. I grab a
5 times a week.
Before I leave the house, I grab a floss stick. Those little Dentec picks.
Yeah.
Sponsor me, Dentec.
So that's one for the teeth, KB.
Yes, one for the teeth.
The teeth thing is out of the realm of possibility. Physiologically, you couldn't.
Can I change it?
Pill is the head of a toothbrush.
Let me change it to a spray or some shit. It's a little spray, and
that's just like a. That exists.
Spray that it seeps all over, it cleans, it gets in the fucking plaque.
Giving this to Tommy? Because I submitted this too.
Did
the breath thing too?
I did the toothbrushing.
Yeah,
the toothbrushing thing. Tommy submitted his first, so he gets it.
Oh.
Whatever. I said I owned up to this because I felt like we had lost the room, and I was like, let me explain it a little.
Yeah.
And it goes up against the hair one?
The hair one.
It's definitely the hair one.
Oh. You're supposed to pitch it when it's your turn.
It's KB's turn still.
KB's
going.
KB.
Oh, it's the hair one for sure. I think that should exist. I don't understand how
it does exist. Science. I almost feel like we can't even count it.
We're talking when you say a pill, right? It's just like a convenient device to say hey,
makes it grow back.
You take it, you take this pill next morning, you have a full head of hair.
Okay, fair.
Hair growing seems like an easy thing.
It should be, yeah.
It's more saying hey, you take this pill, you have a full head of hair the rest of your life, which isn't a thing. You know what I mean?
The best part about the way this is formatted right now is right behind you, Nate, was rubbing his balls.
So you go with the bald one, KB. Nick?
Yeah, bald one.
Yeah, I think brushing your teeth is too easy. That's really in your control. Yeah, I think that's every man in the back of their mind is like, all right, it's going to happen one day. But stopping that would be cool.
You know who has a opposite of receding hairline is Quakes. You ever see his hair? Every time I see him, his hairline gets further forward.
He's got an aggressive hairline.
Glennie, too. Glennie. Proceeding hairline.
Yeah, proceeding hairline. That's right.
Carlos Alcaraz.
Yeah, exactly. Marty.
Yeah, that's not even. I don't even need to explain my answer is. There's no explanation.
Yeah, well, you don't.
Tommy, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
It was Francis.
And Francis. Brushing your teeth is so easy.
No, yeah.
Do you even need to brush those?
Tommy's.
Not really, but you should.
Your teeth are. Ed, do you need to brush fake teeth?
I just feel like it's so easy to. It's like, oh, I'm going to bed. Here we go. I wake up. There we go. It's sometimes it's nice.
But the flossing, it's a cure-all. It's a cure-all spray.
The hangover brushing of teeth is awesome. Like when the hangover is fading away, you're feeling better. It makes you feel good.
After
it is
weird. How does eggs that work? Too. I don't like when I eat eggs. I like having a nice little brush after that.
That is any sort of like a pop or a soda, it leaves a film on the teeth.
That's right. Yeah. Francis?
It's the hair one, for sure. If I had had the credit for the teeth, I would have advocated for it, but that was rugged from me. It's the hair one.
Tommy?
I'm actually going to vote for the hair one, too. I do think, like, it's just not something I've ever really thought of because I haven't had, like, receding hair, but I do feel like if that day ever comes for me, I will really, really be.
Well, because you look awful in a hat.
Right. Yeah. So imagine bald. Like, I need hair. If my hair's not showing, I'm as unfuckable as they come. So I've always just been banking on that thing that, like, it's whatever your mom's dad's hair is. Just been banking on that being true for my whole life. But yeah, if the unfortunate happens, I'll take the hair pill.
I've started FaceTiming Tommy on weekends or in the evenings, late evenings, just in the hopes that he'll pick up so that I can watch him piping some chick.
Yeah, you'll catch him one day.
Friday night.
Watch a WNBA game.
Friday night, I was home. I was with my roommate, just really high on a 3-chi. And Francis, I get a missed FaceTime from Francis. And then I get a text message from him that says, "You are beating me at life." And I was thinking, what the hell is going on right now? And I was like, I am not in a state where I'm dealing with a Francis meltdown.
I just knew he was piping down some.
I was not piping.
And the titties that Tommy manages to secure are enormous and round.
Oh, you got the big ones?
Oh, yeah. big heavies only. BGOs. Yeah.
The BHOs.
You're beating me at life, though. That's so extreme.
Is everybody looking at us? Okay, now there's a...
this'll all work itself. I was also told that, like, there's going to be a new studio opening up, so hopefully that'll help this situation out, too.
Actually, we're going to take that one to Chicago. Yeah,
we're going to pick it up
and ship it.
Yeah. Before we get into the next one, let's hear from our next sponsor of the day, Game Time, the exclusive ticketing partner of Barstool Sports. I think all of us have used Game Time, right? At least
Yeah.
It's the best.
Yeah, they're the absolute best. Created by fans for fans, Game Time is a ticketing app that makes it easier than ever to score last-minute deals on tickets to sports, concerts, and shows, and they guarantee the lowest price. I used them for Yankees game this year. I used them for Panic at the Disco. What's the last thing you used them for?
I used it for a Drake concert. I used it for Duke tickets. Anything I go to, I use it for.
Mm-hmm. Do I even want to ask what you might have used?
Well, I tried to get tickets one year to a Penn State game, but they got them for us, and then we had to cancel, and they weren't even mad because they're just good people, and they got us the tickets, and they're awesome.
And again, all the stuff that we're just talking about, it's possible to get through the Game Time app. The biggest last-minute price drops can be found on the seats that you thought you could never buy. They'll even credit you 110% of the seat price if you can find a better deal elsewhere.
That's where they're the best.
It's incredible. You can also get a limited-time discount or limited-time discounts with exclusive flash deals. The purchase process takes just 2 taps in 10 seconds, and once you buy your tickets, they're delivered directly to your phone. No printer needed. The app also allows you to easily share tickets with friends via text so that you can get into the game seamlessly. Skip the hassle and enjoy the moment. Download the Game Time app or go to their website, enter your email, and redeem code LCB for 20% off, or $20 off your first purchase. Terms do apply. Again, we love Game Time. Thanks to Game Time. Next matchup, Number 8 seed is something to help us personally fly. So not a flying car, not like a jet packer or something. Something that, like, I think it's just something that helps you, or maybe it could be a jet pack. Something that lets you personally fly, not in a car or in an enclosed space or anything. Just something that lets you personally fly. And that's going up against number 9 seed, which I like a lot. A baby screaming muffling bubble. So something you put around a screaming baby so that no one else can hear it. And again, I'm assuming...
like a plastic bag.
Yeah, I was going to say.
we're owning up to these, right?
A cone of silence.
Yeah. I think you own up to it if you want to make a pitch for it.
If you want to make a pitch for it.
I knew this was an easy one.
Yeah. How?
If I had to pick anyone here that wanted to silence a baby, it would be you.
Really? I mean, Che has kids. Like, I would have thought maybe someone who...
I'm you can pro-life.
Still care for the baby and love the baby and comfort it. You're just not being screamed at anymore.
One could make... entire body is in, like, a...
Just a,
an aquarium.
Look, man, I don't know what it looks like.
You can't coddle it.
I like how KB's like, look, he wants to know what every invention
I would like schematics
like.
Of everyone.
I do too. Yes. I agree with
maybe
that.
Maybe it's like just that. Some kind of a mouth patch that has oxygen able to breathe, but silences the vocal cord.
A muffle. One could make the argument that you kind of need to hear your baby cry to know when they're.
All right, so then you put it on. It's crying. You just put the sheath around it, comfort it, and. The baby kind of cries itself out, but you don't have to deal with the sound of
the actual sound of it. Che, what do you think? You're the one of us with kids.
I mean, that's, yeah. I can understand it on, like, mass transportation. Like, we took a flight back and there was a baby crying in the middle of the night. Like, that's annoying. But, like, your own kid, like, I would not put some type of sheet or scarf over their faces to prevent them crying. It's usually a pretty momentary thing and, like, doesn't last long enough where it's, I would invest in a product that would look extremely shameful. And also, it's not like you can do that by yourself.
Wait, you're exactly right, though. On an airplane, your baby's howling, screaming, and you put this thing over it, and all of a sudden everyone likes you so much more. You are a good citizen of the airplane.
I think that is the best use of this invention, for sure.
But the baby doesn't mind it. In fact, maybe it's got some kind of comforting
effect.
Tonic on it.
Thank God that guy put his baby in a bag.
Bubble over a baby's
good thing
head.
He had that silence bag.
Yeah. So personal flying versus the baby scream muffler. What do you want to call it? Muzzle?
No. A cone of silence.
Cone of silence.
I think I'm picturing like the like old the old deep silence. Sea diving.
The you, bell.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tommy, which one do you want? The person.
Oh, it's
one.
Definitely fly. I want to be able to fly so bad. I don't mean like a flying car. Like I want to be able to fly. Like I'm fucking Superman. I actually had a
Tommy,
dream.
Tommy, you would not go a foot off the ground.
You don't you
would,
drive. If I could go on the highway. Driveway.
I had like a half lucid dream the other night where I was flying and it was awesome. And Glennie Balls was there and he was jealous. He was like, let's fucking show off flying. And everyone's like, holy shit, you can being able to fly would be so sick. And I think I'm just in a flying phase right now because I had that dream. But yeah, I mean, the baby mop being able to fly, come on. Mm-hmm. Imagine how fast we could all fucking get around places too.
Yeah, you guys would be able to record here, although still wouldn't be in the radio room. Yeah. You're stuck here with us. So you're going with flying,
yeah.
Francis?
Flying is ridiculous. I mean, that's just stupid.
Go on.
Well, there's so many other ways to transport that we could come up with.
Don't say anything else though about what? save that for later.
All right, fine. It also, you just get people running into each other head on.
Like, I mean, eventually we'd get it. We don't run into each other when we walk.
No, but it'd be like base jumping accidents. You'd have wingsuit collisions.
People no, you'd be good. And, you'd be good at it.
A million people would die a day.
Yeah, it'd be really bad. It'd be really, really bad. It'd be bodies everywhere.
I don't think that's true.
You're wrong.
Yes, it's true.
We'd be like we'd be able
car
to fly.
Accidents happen. You think people flying?
There would be less flying accidents than car accidents. No. It's like planes are the safest form of transportation. Flying would be the safest form
of transportation. Because there's fewer
planes
flying.
Are heavily regulated.
So yeah. Would we would be too and with this planes. Fucking government.
I love Tommy Trump's persona is so good.
It's, what do you mean?
Now believe?
Yeah, no, it's a bit.
Baby cone of silence for safety's sake.
The baby cone of silence. Mush.
I'm going with the baby. I think flying is just. We already fly and like.
No, we don't.
But air traffic is more difficult than you think. There's a lot of stuff going on up there.
Yeah, he's
that
there.
You don't know. Like birds, fucking other planes.
I think we'd figure it out. I think
about birds, Marty.
Yeah, Tommy didn't know about birds.
He doesn't know about the birds. He's not thinking about the birds.
I just think it'd be really cool to fly a little bit. I don't know.
It would be cool, but I'm thinking more like I think flying is such a I think I actually agree with Francis. I think it's ridiculous that people still talk about like people flying.
You're so cool. What are you talking about?
Because I think it's
so awesome.
You guys are really poo-pooing the idea of fucking flying.
Do you like witches on broomsticks and stuff?
Yeah.
If that was real, that'd be kind of cool.
I
don't cool.
say I like. I mean, I think that'd be a cool thing to be able to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, Tommy just wants to play Quidditch.
I'm going to baby.
He wants to be able to fly up and kiss the girls he dates. And get to the top.
Fair play, fair play.
Nick.
Flying's fucking stupid.
That fuck?
That's so dangerous. Like, everybody flying would be a bloodbath, and then they'd fall from the sky and kill more people.
It'd be hell.
So you're going with the baby cone of silence?
Yes.
I just have to.
One for the baby cone of silence, KB.
Yeah, I think it's not practical, but flying is like a superpower and a fantasy, and then like putting a cone on a baby is something you probably just could do. Yeah. And it would probably muffle the sound.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm
I've
going
got
flying.
Some stuff in the works.
KB, are you thinking like when a dog goes to the vet and they have that thing on them? Is that what a baby gets?
Whatever. You keep saying cone. I don't know.
No, yeah, that's it's just you don't really see it though.
Oh, it's invisible. Invisible? Cone.
I think there's just a way to make
this. Invisible cone.
Yeah, invisible cone.
Why didn't you say so? Yeah, we even talked about flying.
I felt like it was implied.
Implied invisibility, yeah.
All right, the baby muffle is up 3-2, Che.
Flying.
Oh. Like,
yeah. I mean, I would not put that apparatus on my offspring.
Apparatus.
Flying would be awesome. You have to assume if everyone could do this, it would be somewhat regulated to the point where it's at least pretty safe.
I don't even think it regulated. I think we would just like naturally, humanly figure it out. Like
yeah.
how we figure out walking and fucking running.
Yeah, but walking is human nature, not fucking
well,
flying.
Well, eventually it'd become human nature.
I guess we all know how long Stephen Che's family would last in that movie, A Quiet Place. Be unwilling to put the baby in the trunk and the monsters would come he doesn't want to do it to the kid.
It's the code of
silence. We have a cooler for the little kid, so your idea stinks.
Well, yeah, I mean, it can be a cooler if you want that.
We're 3-3. I'll break the tie on this and I'll say personal flying.
Oh my God.
Finally, some fucking goddamn
Boo.
Spencer around here.
I mean, personal flying is amazing. Yeah. I don't know why that it was so poo pooed. Now we have the number one seed versus we have to, again, two chains. These chains are great. I'm very excited for these.
Are these actual Che or?
So they're partial. It. It's so the first one in our chain, our 16 seed chain, I guess. A helmet that doesn't make you look like a dork from Nick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Helmets are safe, proven. And this is a super practical one. You guys have been fucking flying.
Yeah.
A cool helmet.
No, that's fair. That's
yeah.
Very
yeah.
fair.
Do you have your helmet with you today?
I don't, but I need to go get it. I got to be really close on this mic. Can you guys hear me when I'm like this? Is this okay?
Kind of. Not as much.
I need to be down here.
Just move the thing up a little.
This whole situation is a nightmare.
Move the lav up on your thing.
I love a slide.
Getting louder and louder out here. I'll keep it close.
Yeah. So after that, sex dolls that appreciate my well-crafted jokes.
Oh my God. Pat Bev Bratza.
Wow.
Don't you guys wish you were here?
Wow.
Thank you,
Pat Bev.
Thanks, Pat Bev.
Very nice. Thank you, guys.
Oh, it's nice and hot, too. Oh, my God.
Just give us two beats.
I guess I'll lower my mic for a minute.
Damn, I got to move back because there's pizza.
Can't get that in Chicago.
I don't want a slice right now. What? Are you asking me if I want a slice?
What?
Can I have a slice?
I mean, yeah. Don't eat a
slice.
Yeah,
don't eat on the mic.
Yeah, wait.
Yeah, just wait. I would say wait.
It's going to get cold. See, this is where I could use my baby's cone of silence.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
A silencing cone in general in multiple sizes.
Mainly designed for babies.
Yeah. So, sex dolls that appreciate my well-crafted jokes. That was from Nick.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
They're lifeless.
Wireless audio.
Bang.
What the fuck, Kyle?
Yes. Look at us. This is the oldest. We're going to look so old when our kids watch footage of us doing podcasts with all these wires.
That's a good point.
And
yeah.
Headphones and all the wires behind us, in front of us. Audio should be like Wi-Fi. It just gets it perfect.
Just works.
That's I agree. A
great idea. Yeah.
And where would it be like?
It's record it perfectly.
Where would it be coming into? How would we be like hypothetically? How would be hearing my voice?
I'm already seeing like 20 years from now, me looking at this with your headphones and your wire. I'm like, this is so.
And it just comes into your ears.
These like guys, when AirPods? Was this? The 60s.
So like AirPods.
Francis, bitch ass, holding that little ass mic.
What's your problem today, well, Steven?
Blowing out the mic.
I think you got to move it further.
I want my pizza.
GPS.
You said no.
GPS 3D projections.
It goes without saying.
I don't know if it does.
Like a car GPS, it just is a voice. I want like a your windshield projects a 3D like overhead like
you want a HUD
cylinder arrow that you just follow.
Like wow. Your car.
Oh, okay. I don't hate that.
I love that too.
That did need explanation.
Yeah. Yeah.
That didn't sure itself. Did. Yeah,
no, yeah. It goes like a green with line saying. To follow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
AI compatibility Bluetooth alerts both sexual and non-sexual.
Yes, yes.
Can you elaborate?
I thought you guys could at least understand this.
No.
So AI, with TikTok and everything, it already knows exactly what you want to see, like what your interests are based on what you say, what you do, and what you search. If this was just like a compatibility thing with humans, you're out. And if you have mutual interests or you have a lot of the same interests, it we'll just send you a buzz on your phone. Or if you're both attracted to each other, it buzzes you.
Uh-huh. Okay, that makes more sense now that you actually explained it. But
nice. Took half your pizzas.
No, dude, I would be so embarrassed if I was buzzing around a girl and she didn't buzz back.
But it's only mutual.
Only
it's
mutual.
Only mutual.
That would make things awkward, too. I still think.
Entire office is eating pizza.
Yeah. We're putting France on an inadvertent diet.
I'm so hungry. They just brought them here and the smell.
It's actually great for the audio.
You can't hear any background
noise.
Eat your pizza.
Yeah, we finally can't hear any background noise because everyone's
eating. Have your pizza.
Yeah,
I'm not going to eat that one.
Nightlife music menus.
Oh, that's great.
I want to know what your playlist is going to be before I go because music dictates how much.
That's a great fucking idea.
Yeah, that's a fucking really good.
But
that's hardly an invention.
Well, it's just like giving the DJ your playlist.
But I wouldn't want to know every song that's going to be played. I think there's like a little bit of fun of being at a bar or club where the surprise. Well,
maybe like
a general vibe.
It'll based on your Spotify. It'll tell you which bars play your type of music.
Got it. Okay. I like that.
That's cool.
Yeah. All right, I kind of like that. X-ray goggles for seeing people naked.
That wasn't me.
That seems like a cheat.
Who was that?
What kind of creep said that?
Wasn't me.
Well, who's the freak?
Francis.
What? What's wrong with that? Doesn't have to be kids.
I wasn't thinking kids. Now I am.
Jesus Christ.
We're all thinking kids. We're all thinking
what
babies.
What percent of the population do you think you'd want to see naked?
Age-restrictive
X-ray
think it's like goggles.
10%.
One? It's probably 1%.
It's probably...
It's about 10%.
Yeah, 10%.
Oh, I'm way more curious than you guys are.
I don't think, guys.
15.
So he's not thinking from a sexual...
Mine would only be like stunningly beautiful people and then enormous fat.
I think about one in every five girls. I'm like, yeah, I'd like to see what her boobs look like.
Another interesting one, invisible Maybe condoms.
More. It's way more, Tommy.
Invisible more. Condoms?
So you still have to wear the condom, but you just can't see it?
I don't think it's an aesthetic thing.
It's not the look. Yeah, it makes my dick bigger, if anything. Yeah,
I think it's the feel, right?
The lack thereof.
Who submitted this?
Who submitted invisible condoms?
What's that?
You submitted invisible.
Look, you guys tell me to submit stuff. I don't really understand the assignment, and I just think of random shit.
Well, why invisible?
A condom that is you don't feel any
none of the pleasure, but you just don't see it.
It's actually there, but you don't lose any sensation.
Well, that wouldn't be invisibility.
Yeah.
How would you describe it, Tommy?
I don't know. Like
birth control, male birth control?
Yeah, probably something like that.
No, but there's no risk of, it also protects you against STDs. Both sides.
And in the invisible condom.
You should have picked an STD.
Do you have to like physically put something on your dick?
All right, let's roll
it. It would make your dick invisible too.
It looked like a mime.
You take a pill.
Let's call it a
A penile cone of silence.
Okay.
If you forget to take it off and you go piss and just like inflate. Oh, fuck.
Parachutes that are more mobile / compact that you can take anywhere.
Chad. Yeah, that'll be awesome to take on an airplane.
Sounds like flying to a degree.
Yeah, but his is you're not actually flying. It's you are, I guess.
Gliding.
Yeah, you could bring it to the top of a mountain and just go. If you wanted to
soaring through the air, yeah.
Okay,
who wouldn't want that?
Want it for safety on like a plane,
sure.
And then the last one, which is a very fun one, a diaper that recycles your own sewage into drinkable water.
Mm. What,
Francis?
Yep,
that's got to be Francis. What? Didn't Bill Gates do that?
That's a really good one. No, Bill Gates improved sewage systems in third world countries.
Mm-hmm. So we can go through and we could pick a chain. The helmet,
I thought Bill Gates was drinking shit water though. Didn't he go on a TV show and drink shit water? Water that was extracted from poop.
I think you're right about that. That is a good point.
Okay. Helmet that doesn't make you look like a dork. Sex dolls that appreciate your well-crafted jokes. Wireless audio. 3D GPS. AI compatibility. Bluetooth alerts. Nightlife music menus. X-ray goggles for seeing people naked. Invisible condoms. Parachutes that are more compact. And a diaper that recycles your own piss and shit into water. Let's start with you, Che. Which one do you want to win this chain?
I feel like KB's right with this audio thing. Like, we just have too many plugs. And I'm a guy who is hardware guy, like I have Bluetooth headphones, but I actually plug them in. But now thinking about it, yeah, I am gonna look outdated very quickly. So there's way too much of this. Let's get rid of that.
KB.
I love all mine. Wow. But I like the GPS one I think about a lot.
The GPS just being, I do like the idea of like a HUD on your windshield that just tells you where to go. That is a good idea. Nick,
The GPS one, it seems feasible. My mind can comprehend it. And like thinking, like, imagine if you were wearing like glasses. So it like showed you a path, like when you're walking around the city.
Even when you're, walking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Marty.
I'm in between that and the nightlife menu. I think the nightlife menu, the music menu is a good idea. I'm gonna go with the music menu.
Nightlife music like menu. Francis.
I think the X-ray goggles would help us really combat body shaming. If everyone can see everyone else naked, then I think there's no more kind of, it's all out in the open. It becomes much more accepted. And then you don't have to prosecute people for flashing their penis and stuff like that, which is nice.
Yeah. No more public nudity.
Huge.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the audio, no wires. It is, the wires are ridiculous. I don't know. Trying to think of logistically how it would work, like it just is into your ears, or it's like a small little fucking sticker or something you could put maybe next to your ears and you hear.
What's your idea, KB?
We have recording devices already. You just, it's a, maybe a little box in it, but it just captures your audio.
Right, but how, right now, how would you be hearing me without the headphones? Did we lose them?
We just lose connection.
They just froze.
Can you hear us?
Very.
Now we got you. Now we got you.
You guys are frozen.
I said, like, how would, if you didn't have headphones on right now, we're doing the show, how do you hear me? What are you hearing?
How does Wi-Fi work?
I don't know, but that's not what I'm asking.
I don't know either. It was invented.
All right.
So we're tied up between the wireless audio and the GPS 3D projections. Gooch, I didn't know we could get a good audio in on you. Which one do you want to break? The GPS projection? There it is. GPS projection is going to go up against the number one seed, which is a bit of a wagon. It's teleportation. Teleportation, instantly teleport anywhere you want.
Now, are we talking like fucking jumper or looper or whatever it's called? Or like really high-speed transit systems?
I was thinking like literal teleportation.
That's totally... Why would it be trains?
I mean, the teleportation is just never going to happen.
Like from Star Trek or something. Like it's like you just instantly like you beam somewhere.
More bad than good would come.
Society
with
would crumble.
Crumble immediately.
Imagine high density places would be ruined.
Or maybe.
Yeah, I kind of think
we'd all just be in the coolest places.
I kind of think that's the true way to is. Can I ask? Is like high speed transportation on here?
It's not.
I think that is the better one that would not make society crumble.
Why would it crumble? Explain that
when
to me.
When people found out that where Taylor Swift was at that wedding, they had to close down the street. Imagine when people could get there instantly.
So maybe it's only to certain like pads and there would be regulation of it. But it just means that instead of
that point,
air travel, you're going to do it and you're going to get there immediately.
Yeah, everything would go down. You don't have to buy tickets to concerts anymore. You just transport right in.
Yeah, like that would crumble.
Yeah.
That,
I guess there's like no fly zones, basically. Like
no transport zones?
Yeah, no
you could like buy a ticket to the pad and then you go to
where you buy. Yeah, think about it like that. There we go.
Okay.
Think that works?
It would be cool, but impossible.
I kind of think replacing it with like just very high speed transit is better. Like
being able to get different things.
Being able to get from New York to London in an hour on a fucking train or something.
You're just trying to put your own idea into this. We're not.
I can get that instantly. We can get it instantly with teleportation.
Yeah, but that's never going to happen. All right.
I like that we're kind of gatekeeping like if it's ever going to happen or not, because that's how I kind of was doing it too.
Oh, we'll get to Marty's.
Yeah.
That's more like
fly.
Tommy, this is ridiculous. You can't just butcher my submission.
It is Francis's.
It's way more like
you don't get to just say this can't happen.
It can't happen. So I'm gonna vote for the fucking GI map.
Yeah, but I mean, if we were playing this game 400 years ago, they probably would have said that you could never get into an airplane in the sky and fly.
No, I would have been able to conceive that.
You're fucking taking liberties, man. I don't agree with
that. I mean, teleportation would be all, but I do agree, like, it would almost cause more, like, people not being able to get places instantly is just a thing that helps society regulate itself.
Yeah, but again, I think this is like, there's...
It's highly regulated.
There's barriers to entry. You know what
can't,
I mean?
Yeah, there's going to be, you can't teleport into a women's changing room. You can't, you know.
Well, then what's the fucking
There's
point?
The pads. Because you can teleport from here to London.
Travel. It is travel.
It's travel teleport.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not like bank robberies.
Oh, okay. No. It's not like, so Looper
like
you're using
going
for.
Home from here.
I didn't mean there's something in your belt where you're just like, London, and you just go there. It's like you have to, there's.
All right, then that.
Okay, so one for teleportation, Francis.
Glad we really squeezed the juice out of that one.
Yeah, exactly. Teleportation, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Just the amount of time. Any invention that cuts back on things that take a ton of time. I just flew back from Phoenix on a Sunday. I lost the entire fucking day.
Mm.
The whole day.
Do you remember how cool it was when the Concorde came out? Mm-hmm. Like people were going nuts for it. London to New York in 2 hours or whatever. He went ballistic for it.
Too loud. Was it too loud? Is that
lost thing? A lot of gas or something?
Pretty dangerous too, because like it was pointed. The nose was pointed up.
Yeah, I think it just guzzled fuel and wasn't efficient for the ticket price or something. Marty,
GPS. I love the GPS idea. I think I want to say. I think it could happen soon. KB, I feel like if we get a little steam behind it.
I feel like the technology is there.
Yes,
yeah. It exists. Just project having that, because sometimes there's some turns that you're not sure if you should be making it there or the next little one. Right. But if I have it right in front of my face saying it's this one, I like that.
Nick?
If Francis would have submitted like high speed rail or something, maybe he would have my attention. I'm going to go with like the GPS overlay.
GPS overlay, KB.
Yeah. Yeah, by far.
Fucking insane.
By far.
Jay?
So the choices are an easier way to navigate driving in your car or the opportunity to get wherever you want instantly.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with that one.
Well, we're going to talk about if there's like transport, what is it called?
Teleportation.
Teleportation. I feel like it's going to have to cost a ton of money. For you to do it.
It would be insanely expensive. It would almost be to the point of impracticality.
But eventually, I mean, you know, I'm sure flying on a plane at first was insanely
expensive. You're just dissecting poor Francis's idea.
Well, they're just taking these ridiculous liberties. Like, well, that would violate the FAA's trade routes.
And, yeah, this is a serious invention podcast.
You don't know how it is invented. It could be, yes, I'm sure the first generation of teleportation would have a few bugs that would need fixing, but by the time it became viable, it would be flawless, seamless, and we would wonder how we ever took a 4-hour train from New York to Boston.
Ghetto.
Or bus. All right, we're tied up. Gooch. Teleportation.
Thank you, Gooch.
It was a good fight. It
was a great fight. You guys did put up a good effort. Before we get to the second half, let's hear from ZBiotics. Actually, you know what's kind of funny is you... Or somebody else submitted something similar to this. But anyway, ZBiotics We all have busy lives these days, and we can't afford to waste a day stuck on the couch because of a few drinks the night before. ZBiotics is the answer that we've all been looking for. Nick, I know you actually, you recommended them to me first, if I remember correctly, ZBiotics.
Yeah, they work so well. Mm-hmm. Really, like, you guys know I like to get absolutely fucking mangled.
They call you the beer guy at Barstool. Mm-hmm. ZBiotics pre...
So Dana's so still fat. In fucking Cincinnati.
I saw him today.
Okay.
ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It is the invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. And it's in this byproduct, not dehydration, that is to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. It's designed to work like your liver, basically, but in your gut where you need it the most. Just remember to drink ZBiotics before drinking alcohol. Drink responsibly and get a good night's sleep to feel your best tomorrow. I used ZBiotics when I was in AC recently. It was awesome. It worked great. And now, like I said, Nick recommended. He's like, oh, do you have ZBiotics on your desk? Because we had just gotten our sample.
I wanted to steal them.
You did want to steal them. I didn't let you steal them. I took them. Loved them. And this Halloween, you can pair your candy and cocktails with ZBiotics to avoid a spooky next morning. That's in the ad read. I didn't put that there. Go to ZBiotics.com and get ZBiotics.com/LCB to get 15% off your first order when you use LCB at checkout. You can also sign up for a subscription using my code so that you can stay prepared no matter what time or occasion is. ZBiotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee so that if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. All right, other side of the bracket. Number 6 versus 11, our 6 seed today. Ooh, it was an interesting one. 6 seed is being able to send some of your battery life to another phone by tapping.
Yeah. Not bad.
You can own it, Nick. I really like this one.
I thought it was cool. Like, you can, like, pay people. Like, imagine if your phone's dying and I'm on, like, 90%. I'm like, here, take 15.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be sick. Mm-hmm.
It's like that Justin Timberlake movie where the currency is time.
I saw a TikTok about that, and I was like, huh.
And that's going up against the number 11 seed, an instantly cold fridge. So, like,
yeah, that's mine too.
Yeah, that was also Nick's. So you put it, and I'm assuming the idea is you just literally anything in, you put in for a second, instantly cold.
It could be the size of one beer can. Mm-hmm. Done.
Yeah, or enough to fit.
Because, like, also drinks take up the most room in a fridge. Imagine if you could put your drinks in a cabinet and then just boom. Yeah, like, yeah.
That's a great point.
I have had so many beer cans explode in the freezer because I put them in to make them cold faster, and then you forget, and then they explode.
Chase, which one of these do you like better?
I was actually shown a trick maybe like 10 years ago where if you take like a wine bottle or a beer can wet paper towel and put it in the freezer for 5 minutes, it's very cold.
Mm-hmm. It's very efficient, but you can only do it like once at a time. It is
yes,
kind of...
Yes, true.
Yeah, which is frustrating.
It's fridge or...
Versus being able to send your battery to somebody else, basically.
I guess fridge, just because, like, battery life, like, they have other chargers where you can just, a backup battery for your phone. So I feel like that kind of eliminate, like, makes it obsolete almost. So I'll go with...
But that's another thing that makes us feel so ancient, is constantly plugging your phone into the wall and your MacBook and your computer.
So let's call it a motion activated self-powering phone.
What do you mean by motion activated?
In the same way that watches are powered by motion.
Are you changing my idea?
Maybe you take a pill and it makes your phone in your hand.
A pill that charges your phone.
There. I like that.
Yeah. Wait, can we put that on the graphic, please, just to confuse people?
Yeah.
A pill that charges your phone.
What the fuck?
I mean, I would take that pill.
That's amazing. Yeah,
you get addicted, you just always have 100% charge.
And this one simple pill
it's fucking
is 3 days battery life for my cell phone.
Purdue Pharma lawsuit.
No explanation. Battery graphic.
I think they've worked on like wireless charging, right? I think that's something that's like on the horizon, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. But I mean, Apple.
Graphic, do the picture of the capsule on the tongue so people know you swallow the pill. Yep.
I legitimately believe this probably is possible. Not the pill. Like wireless charging probably is possible already. And like, they just don't do it because they want people to buy cell phone chargers.
No, dude, it's those pads. You put them on.
But those,
No.
Yeah, but I hate those things, by the way.
They work.
But then you
barely. It's only overnight.
Phone, right? Oh, yeah. I do like being able to hold your phone.
Yeah.
They should make a glove.
Oh,
yeah. A glove? Pill that makes
you- a pill that makes you grow a glove. Yes, on your I can charge your phone. Yeah.
So, KB, are you picking the pill that gives you battery, or the pill that gives you instantly cold drinks?
Dude, a pill, all you have to do is wait 30 minutes for it to ingest, and then you have a fully charged phone. That's utopia. Yeah.
This is one of those bracket episodes that's winning. That's going to win it.
Yep.
Nick, you're voting for that?
Just think of it. It's like phone. I have the pill that charges my phone just in case. You're at the bar. Oh, 10%? Whoop. You're fine.
Marty.
Yeah. Oh, this is so stupid. I was all for the drinks, but the pill charging your phone. Yeah, it'd be such a funny thing to just be like, all right, I think it's about to happen. Boom, 100%. So yeah, go on charging your phone.
Francis.
Yeah, it's a pill that charges your phone. I can't believe we have the ability to make something like that.
It's practical. It doesn't charge your phone instantly. No, it like charges it like it was plugged into a wall
over time.
Just seems like that's definitely possible. Whereas teleportation, there's just no feasible way.
It's way robots. More possible than teleportation.
Tommy,
yeah, it is a phone, wallet, keys, pill that will charge my phone like that every time you leave the house.
Exactly.
Get a little like your grandpa's like pill case.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Monday, Tuesday,
Wednesday. Yeah. I took the wrong pill. My mouth is clean.
This is so perfect.
I got
by
a
way.
Clean mouth and a dead phone.
this is so perfect, by the way, because the next matchup is the number 3 seed, pills that give you the equivalent of 8 hours rest. This was Chase. Which is a great one. I love that one.
I think how I submitted to been recording like that too.
Chase was like the first. What?
How long have we been recording?
About an hour.
Call the episode. It's over.
It's over for pills. Yeah. So it's the 8 hour sleep pill versus number 14 seed. Former producer, Hooters for Asses.
Former producer?
From our producer. So Hooters, but for big butts.
Tooters.
Hooters the restaurant, but with big asses.
Yeah.
Tooters.
That'd be sick. Hooters has very good food.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, pill for sleep, like, if you could extend your day where you essentially don't have to sleep, this is like a pill for your phone, but for yourself. So I'm going to go with that.
So Tommy, it was actually...
This is tough because I'm a tits guy, but also I do think, like, I think, and I put, you know, something similar on my list, whatever, chamber where you fucking go get your rest. But I do think, like, having no sleep, like having just 20, like having a continuous life where there's no break and no rest to actually sleep might actually end up being like a horrible thing.
You'd go insane.
Yeah. Like, I know, whatever, you take the pill, you charge up, but like there is something just like rest in your mind too. And then there's just Adderall.
It gives you the full effect of that.
Yeah, that's what it's
so
for.
You have that.
Like no, I understand. But then like your life never stopped. Like you.
But you can choose to stop taking.
Yeah, yeah, but then if everybody's taking the pills, you're gonna be like, I'm gonna be the one guy that shuts off life for 8 hours and you fall behind at work.
You wouldn't miss 8 hours. But you could go shut your life down for 2 hours and watch TV and zone out and chill, whatever.
But I'm saying then 22 hours of your day is spent being out there and everybody doing it, you'd feel behind. You feel like if I choose to sleep instead,
I don't think once this pill came out, nobody would be sleeping anymore.
Exactly. You'd have 18 hour work days.
Society would crumble like teleportation.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So which one are you going?
I'll go with the sleep one just because take them or leave them as far as asses go. But I do think there's going to be issues with the sleep one.
Francis?
It's definitely the sleep one. All of a sudden, you are basically extending your life by 33%. And you get to choose what you do with that time, but sleep is the biggest reason we miss life because we have to sleep. It is
or
a
is it a beautiful
weakness.
Part of life?
Huh?
Yeah, I think or it's an escape.
But there's nothing that like I enjoy sleep because I have to do it. If I didn't have to sleep and I could still function with the same level of alertness and, you know, recovery and all of that, and I could experience life more, I just feel like I'd I don't know. I'd learn musical instruments. I'd read more books. I'd go to more places. I'd do more work. I'd be more productive. And yeah, that would be massive.
Going for the sleep pill, Marty?
It's definitely the sleep pill. But I always thought about, like, who told us we have to be sleeping at night? I feel like there's the different
biology.
Like, as opposed to during the day?
I feel like there's a world happening when we're sleeping, and everyone else, like, why does everyone have to sleep at night?
Like, there are some people that sleep every, like, 20 minutes, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What's that called?
Sleep shift
tanking? Frank did that, didn't
it? Yeah, Frank does do that, yeah.
Imagine taking a one-minute sleep every 20 minutes. How would that go?
That doesn't seem good.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah, I don't know.
Everybody has sounded so dumb today.
So
imagine,
Marty,
if you will, 1 minute every 20 minutes.
Nick?
Hooters, I really like sleeping. What's that going up against?
Hooters for butts.
I mean, if Hooters for butts opened, that line would stretch from Atlanta to Memphis.
Wait, yeah. Hiring a wait staff with fat asses isn't an invention. It's just what race is your owner?
Shit.
Yeah, Hooters for asses. I'll do sleep here. I'll do the sleep pill here.
Sleep, KB.
Yeah, I like the sleep.
Yeah, and Jay.
I don't know. Yeah.
You also had sleep as well. So sleep's clean sweep. Yeah. Now we have the number 7 versus the 10. The 7 seed is, I like this one too. This is Tommy's dream saving technology where you can watch them back. So the next day, or I guess you could just save them forever.
Yeah, this is my number one thing I want. Just, you have a dream and you always remember. I mean, you dream so much that you don't even remember, but they have one and then you get to watch it back the next day, like a TV show. I think that would be fucking sick. I don't know. And I feel like I don't know how feasible it is, but it seems.
It's literally impossible. I don't see any way.
No.
I think it seems feasible.
Yeah, you could like hook up shit to your brain, synapses. Have you considered? Yeah. Have you considered brain synapses?
Oh yes, synapses. Oh, that's it.
Yeah, I don't think nobody here considered brain synapses.
Oh. I did, Tommy. Tommy, I did.
Yeah, Nick did. Love you.
Love you too, man.
So, dream saving tech is going up against the number 10 seed, a machine that washes, dries, and folds your clothes all at once.
Ooh, whoa! Like a wife?
God. So we'll start with you, Che.
The laundry, for sure. The other one is watching dreams back. Like, how often do you wake up and you're like, man, I really want to think about that dream? That
every morning.
Yeah, pretty often. Yeah,
every morning. Everyone wakes up and does that.
Yeah.
No, I mean, hearing about other people's dreams is the worst.
It is. But it's, I mean, you're not showing other people.
It's for yourself.
Just for yourself. You'd learn a lot about yourself.
You'd get a lot of people going, come check out this dream I had last night, yeah, though.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah, but that would be better than here's what happened.
It's like me describing a movie to you versus you watching.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm still not on that train. So the laundry.
Laundry machine. KB?
I think the dream thing is cool. I think that would be fun.
Why'd you say it like that?
Yeah. I think
thank you, Bauer. Thank you, Bauer.
You sound like you're hiring at the Hooters for ass.
So you're going with the dream machine?
Yeah.
Dream machine, Nick?
Yeah, dream machine for sure. This is an awesome idea.
Dream machine for sure?
Yeah, I think dream machine. I think it could definitely be fun to wake up, and it's a nice way to wake up, too. What if it's like a great movie, your dream?
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
yeah.
Like, watching that on your commute into work would be sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do kind of imagine Marty's like, you remember that SpongeBob thing with, it was Patrick's dream, and it's just him on the, what do you call it, the ride, and the quarters run out, and he just like,
Yeah.
I never remember my dreams, too, so I would love to see that.
There is a fear of having, like, your dreams leak. I'm fucking Tommy's girl.
Don't even joke.
That's a nightmare, Tommy, I swear to God.
Francis?
Yeah, I like the laundry one, but I'm thinking it'd be better if it were that you could take a pill that would hold your laundry. And,
wow, I wish I would have submitted that.
That would be easier. It's a better invention.
every submission should have been a pill.
Pill coming up.
Needs to be a pill.
I also think I've had some really horrific nightmares, and I guess you can.
You just don't have to watch them.
But
the curiosity, I think it would get.
Also,
better,
though, right? I think like watching a nightmare back, knowing like, hey, this isn't real. Wouldn't it be that? Like when you're in a nightmare, you're like, holy fuck, this is really happening. Like watching back, being like, this is a dream. It didn't happen. Might not be as horrifying.
Yeah, but then you see the face of like, let's say the person that was trying to kill you, and then that's like haunting you. It would only lead to more nightmares.
Again, you just don't have to watch it.
Yeah, don't watch it.
So I'm going to go with the pill for the clothing.
Oh, you're doing the clothing pill.
Sorry, excuse me. It's an invention, whatever the hell Steve and Jay said.
Tommy?
I mean, I like both of these. Whoever submitted the washer one is obviously a true Tommy's Thursday Thoughts fan. That's for an old throwback, an oldie but a goodie, is that we needed that type of invention. But the dream saving one is also a throwback Tommy's Thursday Thoughts, oldie nice. But a goodie. Both people agreed with some I would say some ATC's all-time classics, so I will go with dream saving technology.
Starting it back up
Thursday Thoughts.
Yeah.
No,
you're retired.
I'm retired. Retired forever.
All right.
So person's clamoring for it, Tommy.
Yeah. All right. So dream saving tech's going to move on. Now our last matchup, number 2 versus 15 here. Second chain. Our second chain is basically all Marty's.
All of
option.
Them?
Every single one of Marty's options, because they're very interesting. The first of which being air conditioned underwear.
Oh, which, yeah.
It's not bad.
I like it.
Not bad at all.
No, they're not all bad. They're not all bad. When you submitted, I told you. I was like, I love this one.
It's just a nice little breeze once in a while. It would be nice.
A button on the table for the waiter. That does exist. I've been to places that have that.
Really?
Yeah. A button on the table that instantly calls your waiter.
I don't hate that one either.
But it exists.
It's more
not real.
More commonly,
I guess. More for like the check.
Even the movie theater restaurants.
They do have it in the movie theater restaurants.
And I want them to have a collar on that buzzes.
Just shucks them.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a cone or something, basically. A delivery air fryer. So fries.
A pill that makes your waiter come to your table. Where the hell is my waiter?
Delivery air fryer. So fries stay crisp.
Yeah.
So what do you mean? Like their backpack is an air fryer?
Yeah. Basically? Just so like more of your food doesn't come.
I do like
What about the food that just cooks in the delivery backpack?
I do like that a lot.
Yeah. It's gone. Yeah. I'm with that as well.
It's like a big microwave basically on their back. Mm-hmm. I don't like that. A pill to get drunk.
That's maybe the worst one.
That's not good. That's not viable.
I knew. I was hoping you skipped that.
There's no
way. It's also like drinking's like.
No, I don't like the. I understand it is, but like when you have to do so many drinks, it's just like it hurts. Sits in my chest.
You can't burp either.
Be a lot less caloric.
Yeah,
they also just
imagine
have,
if
they
you just were just trying
drugs.
To charge your phone, you end up hammered,
or you start folding laundry.
What's this waiter doing here?
a closet that spits out what to wear. I do like that one. They just picks your outfit for you, basically.
Yeah,
that's like in the movie Clueless.
Yeah, good callback. Changing the name of Meatloaf.
Yes.
In the future.
I think that it should be changed completely. Meatloaf's a really delicious meal.
Not quite sure that's what I'd categorize as an invention.
Why not?
Reclassify.
You can't invent flying, dummy.
You can't rename something is not an invention.
Flying is,
you can't rename something that's an invention.
Let me invent something to brush my teeth.
No, that's an invention.
Brush your teeth, Tommy. Don't.
And this one, I have no idea what you're going for on this one. The Kardashian phone chargers tap 100%.
Oh, yeah. Now that we have a pill for it, it doesn't matter. But I feel like, do you think any of like A-list celebrities like that ever died? There's no way they've ever.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No chance.
They might just have multiple phones.
I think they just zap it and it's to 100 right away. It's like a 100%. But again,
we got a pill.
That with the pill. So.
Yeah, the pill's already covered that. So among the mush play, and we have air conditioned underwear, button at the table for a waiter, delivery air fryer, pill to get drunk, closet that spits out what to wear, changing the name of Meatloaf, and the Kardashian phone thing, which is inert. So we're going to delete that one. So we'll start with you, Tommy. Which one do you want from the mush play?
I'm gonna go with air conditioned underwear. I get a lot of swamp ass, a lot of discomfort down there. You know, you have to wear boxers and shorts or pants. Like you no matter what, you have two layers of things on, so you're gonna get some sweat, some discomfort. So to have something that keeps it all cool down there, especially, you know, a long flight, a long plane, train, or drive, whatever, I'll go with that.
I think a lot of blood passes through your, you know, thighs, groin, genital region. And I think you could really cool off your much of your body by having air-conditioned underwear. I really like this one. I'll go with air-conditioned underwear.
Air-conditioned
underwear. I'm going with that one, too, because you ever been on a flight that the air condition's not working and your whole entire, you're like just dying? It's the worst probably experience ever. Yeah. And you just do a little, whoo, and you're like, oh, you're all good after that.
Nick?
Yeah, that would feel so good. I want it on me right now.
I was showing him before. They have a thing now where you can plug it kind of into your bed between your mattress and your bed sheet. And it's an air conditioner that just blows air into that layer between your comforter and your sheet.
Oh, that's amazing.
It's awesome looking. I want one so bad. KB.
I love the pill that makes you drunk.
Thank you, KB.
I think it's the best high. And we've just accepted that every other high, you can swallow a pill. But we just accept that we have to drink 84 ounces of poison to experience such a wonderful sensation.
But I think part of the drinking is the social aspect of drinking.
But the social aspect, like, you can still, you're gonna be drunk.
Yeah, I mean, you could probably chop up a few lines of those pills as like a communal,
yeah,
you know, mm-hmm. Let's do bumps of this.
Yeah,
that makes it more social.
Jay.
Yeah, I think KB sold me on that. Yeah, why do we have to drink?
Getting drunk too fast is awful.
Yeah, like, I think if you get too hammered too early,
that sucks.
Part of the fun of being drunk is like the progression to get there.
What about when you're behind? Like, you get to a party,
you're behind. That would be good.
And you're like, these people are so annoying when they're drunk, and I'm sober. I need to catch up fast.
Or you could have a slow release pill. You could have one that sort of is a very gradual runway.
Or you got like a five coming over, a five and a half, and you're not horny enough for her yet. So you're like, let me take a pill to get horny enough for this five and a half.
Yep. Yep. And then you could take a counter pill if 2 hours in to getting too drunk, you're like, I don't want to be drunk anymore. This pill is going to cancel it out and make me feel better.
Mm-hmm. So I would love an undrunk pill.
An undrunk pill?
Undrunk pill. Let's change it to undrunk pill.
Well, we have Z-Biotics.
Well, air-conditioned underwear. It's a good air-conditioned underwear is going to win.
Good. Yeah, that's a good.
Unfortunately, air-conditioned underwear is really good. So that's going up against the number two seed.
Can I make a late submission? I was thinking of submitting like the limitless pill.
Well, yeah. Well, that's basically kind of like not the 8 hours pill because it makes you smarter, I guess.
Yeah, that would be like unlocking more of your brain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I always think, do you guys think that you have a talent that you have no idea about?
Yes.
Probably.
No. I think I do too.
Yeah.
You know, Trey knows all his talents.
Yeah. I think everyone has something that they have something you never tried and you're like, oh fuck, I could have been good at that.
So the number two seed was, and everyone had a variation of this. So we just said like weight loss / fitness pill. So like a pill where like you just wouldn't have to work out. You'd just be ripped 24/7, something like that. But we can switch that to the limitless pill if you guys would rather that.
Limitless stick pill with was the workout kind of a coverall.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you would rather stick with the fitness?
Yeah.
So let's do the get ripped pill. Get ripped pill versus air conditioned underwear. Che.
Get ripped pill. Just eat whatever you want and look awesome. Yeah, get ripped pill.
Get ripped pill?
I hate that.
Yeah. Why?
There's no clear-cut separation between the mentally weak and...
So you're going to have...
Air-conditioned underwear, yeah.
Air-conditioned underwear, Nick?
Yeah, give me the get ripped pill.
Get
Kyle
that.
Would be so no, mad. Kyle,
yeah. No, I'd be so pissed.
I'd walk in bigger than you.
Oh, Kyle, were you at the gym this morning? Were you walking around?
I slept until 12:30.
Kyle, were you walking around Harlem trying to find purple sneakers? I just took a pill.
Get ripped pill from Nick.
air condition. I still don't want to be that ripped. I don't want to. Is the pill going to make me look like everyone else that takes a pill?
I don't know. I feel like maybe there's different variations to it. Like you could be like, I want to be like bulky, strong, or I want to be like ripped.
If that
ripped, or
pill existed, Barstool wouldn't exist.
That's true.
Ever, we wouldn't have any pens anymore.
No more pens.
Like fat pens. No. Everybody's ripped. Nobody's going to write anymore.
Yeah. Francis.
I agree, kind of, with Kyle's assertion here, which is that it would level the playing field so much that I don't know.
That's your biggest fear.
Well, how else am I going to know how much better I am than it's other people? True.
That's right.
No, but I still do really like the air-conditioned underwear, so I'm going to go with that.
Are you too in favor of air-conditioned underwear?
Get ripped, Bill.
All right, we'll see. So I'm very interested how Gooch votes on this, because like both KB and Francis, he works out, he does blah boxing classes, so I don't know where he's going to go. We'll see. What do you think, Gooch?
Imagine not having to do those classes. Yeah.
They're gatekeeping.
Oh, Gooch.
So air conditioned underwear, going to move on. Before we get into the playoffs, let's hear from our second to last sponsor of the day, Omaha Steaks. I love Omaha Steaks. Fall is in the air, and that means that we're looking forward to crisp mornings, falling leaves, and sweater weather. More importantly, it's the perfect time for fall grilling, tailgating, and cozy comfort food. Omaha Steaks has all of your fall cravings covered with 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. That's 50% off all of your favorite tender, juicy, extra-aged steaks like the butcher's cut filet mignons. And, oh, I love a butcher cut. I feel like you know more about meat than most of us, right?
Well, I don't know. I'm not. No, dude,
Frank
I don't
the
know
Tank,
that I would say that I do.
Frank the Tank made me an Omaha steak here, and it was the best steak I've ever had. It was
so good, even Frank can't even fuck it up.
Yeah, exactly.
I like a London broil.
Ooh, I do. I like.
I like a ribeye.
Look at some good slow cooker. Go to omahasteaks.com today and use code LIGHTS at checkout to get an extra $30 off your order. Minimum purchases do apply. With Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless, endless flavor and endless value on incredible entrees, scrumptious sides, decadent desserts, and more. I like the alliteration there. Every steak and every entree is flash frozen, vacuum sealed, and ready when you want to grill. All of them are 50% off during the semi-annual sale, and every bite is backed by their 100% unconditional guarantee. Go to omahasteaks.com and shop all of your delicious favorites for half price. Don't forget to enter promo code LIGHTS at checkout for an extra $30 off. Hurry, the sale is for only a limited time. All right, playoffs. First matchup, the pill to cure your baldness, male pattern baldness, versus the self-driving car, which could also be a pill in this case. I'll start with you, Che.
Self-driving car, for sure. It prevents accidents, get there quick. I mean, sorry, Marty.
Self-driving car.
It's not my submission.
Yeah, same.
Self-driving car, Nick?
Yeah, it's self-driving car.
Self-driving car?
Pill.
Pill for baldness?
I'm going to go with the pill as well. I actually think losing your hair is really sad.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Self-driving car.
Self-driving car is going to move on. Next up, we got teleportation versus the personal flying.
Jack, can you do the photo filter that makes Tommy bald?
Absolutely. I'll do it right now while he's going.
Try to take this off.
So, Tommy, you have, what would you rather, teleportation or personal flying? I need a minute.
I mean, this is basically, and I know one of these is mine. I feel like we're debating fucking superpowers here, maybe, over inventions. I don't really care about winning these, so I'm going to go. I feel like we treat it too much like a competition. Like, I just want to vote for what I think is better, and I do think the teleportation is a better invention, so I'll go against my flying, even though it got poo-pooed way too hard.
Let's see. Sorry, go ahead, Francis.
If both of these are possible, teleportation is better.
Yeah.
It's just that simple. Teleportation.
Teleportation, two for teleportation. Mush?
Teleportation, two. Why? Flying could be exhausting. And you just want to do something that you don't have to be very lazy for. You snap your fingers, you're there. Teleportation.
Flying would be more fun. Undoubtedly.
It'd definitely be
until Che crashes into the USS Arizona.
Jesus.
What if Asians were just amazing at flying? Women would still be bad at it.
Thank God I found out Che's Asian for these jokes.
Yeah, that is crazy. I still forgot about that.
You could come along.
Nick?
If teleportation was a thing, 9/11 wouldn't have happened.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
They could teleport it into the towers.
Well, we don't know if it was halal.
Well, what if you can take a pill to knock down a building? I would have assumed they would have taken it.
I guess that's a good point, yeah.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
These pills are getting out of hand.
I'm going with teleportation.
Another teleportation is going to win, but KB?
Nobody's wiggled their foot faster than Tommy right now. That thing
I always am moving.
Oh my God,
that's
dude.
Too fast.
I have ADHD or something. There's something wrong with me.
You don't exercise enough. That's what that means.
Really?
Yeah.
KB?
Why? Good energy. You need to tire your body out.
All right. I should exercise more.
Teleportation, it goes against the rules. It can't exist.
Yeah, it's cheating.
But yeah.
Teleportation?
Mm-hmm.
Jay?
Teleportation.
Teleportation is going to move on. On the other side, we have, let's see. This is a good one. Sleeping pill, which that sounds bad. Those do exist. A pill that gives you an instant 8 hours of sleep versus the pill that charges your phone. Let's start with you, Che.
We're wasting our time.
Send it through.
Yeah, why even waste our time with this one?
We're playing for second place today.
Pill for phone. The air-conditioned underwear versus the dream-saving technology. Tommy.
I'm going to go with the dream-saving one. It's not because it's mine. It's something I've always thought about. It was the first thing I put on my list when you sent this. I always want to remember my dreams. I feel like it's there are like little movies or TV shows that you can watch that you're the star of, basically. Mm. Like, what's nothing on TV? Let me watch me be a fucking action hero and fuck Margot Robbie.
So you're explaining the smoke show.
Yeah,
it's literally
a little dream. I don't know. I think it just there's a lot of times where I wonder what that dream was. I think, and I don't know. I think it is not totally impossible.
Mm. I have a strong suspicion that we remember our dreams more fondly than what it would actually look like if you were to watch it back from start to finish.
Well, they can soup it up.
Yeah, a lot would probably be abstract.
They can soup it up in post.
Just be all kinds of nonsense and dull moments and, stupid shit. So I'm going to go with the air-conditioned underwear.
I once went to a bar in college and I blacked out at the bar. I had no idea, any recollection of even getting there. And then I dreamt the exact layout of the bar, and I texted to my friend. I'm like, this is what it looked like, right? And he's like, yeah, that's exactly what it looked like.
What did you text to your friend?
I drew a map, basically, of what it looked like. And he was like, yeah, that was it. It was might have been mine.
That's weird.
It was fucking really weird. It was cool, though. Marty?
Air-conditioned underwear. It's more I feel like the dream thing can be a nuisance to me at some point.
Well, you don't have to use it.
That's what I'm saying. But I think I'm going to be like addicted to it, being like, oh, I got to watch this
Inception, basically.
And if they start to suck too, I'm going to get mad at myself. Like, dream better. I don't like that.
It's just kind of Inception adjacent. I didn't really put that together. Nick?
Yeah, I feel like the dream thing would be expensive, and then you feel obligated to look at it every day, and I would probably...
No, it'd be free.
How many?
You would take a pill to make it free.
That's the coupon.
Yeah.
A swallowable pill coupon. I'm going to go air-conditioned underwear.
Air-conditioned underwear, KB.
Tommy, I think it's a cool idea. I think I love that idea.
Thank you, Kyle. Thank you, Kyle. Couple cool guys. No cool.
Jay?
I also think it's a cool idea, but maybe not as cool as air-conditioned underwear.
Ooh, here we go, Steve.
All right. Nobody gets it but me and Kyle when we invent it.
Well, we'll see. Gooch?
Oh, is it?
Wait, it was 4-2.
Oh, it was 4-2? Oh, I'm sorry. I took your vote towards the other way.
Why would you do that?
I want to tell my story about the dream, and I got wrapped up in it.
Yeah, that's bad hosting.
I lost track of it. But it's bad hosting is doing it here. So the underwear, air-conditioned underwear. Gonna move
on. Sorry about your dumb dream idea.
It was such a good idea. Way better than a superpower, teleportation.
Dreaming big enough.
Before we get into our final four, let's hear from our last match of the day, HelloFresh. Kick into a start or fresh fall routine with HelloFresh. HelloFresh handles all the meal planning and shopping to deliver anything you want to cook up a tasty meal right at home. They do the hard part for you and you get to take the credit, which is kind of awesome. When it comes to options, honestly, more is more. Yeah. And that's why HelloFresh menu includes 40 recipes and over 100 add-on items to choose from every week. A busy fall schedule doesn't always leave you with time to spare. And with HelloFresh, you don't always need to spend all that time in the kitchen to whip up a wholesome meal. We're just talking about just losing time during the day and how much that sucks. And spending like 3 hours putting a meal together, that falls underneath that. With their quick and easy recipes and 15-minute meals, you can get a tasty dinner at the on the table in less time than it takes to get takeout or delivery. A new season calls for new meals, and HelloFresh has a fresh fall lineup of delicious dinners and more to choose from. Take your pick from 40 weekly recipes that suit your lifestyle, from veggie to family-friendly to fit and wholesome. We love HelloFresh. We've used it here forever. They've been a pretty decently like long-time sponsor, I guess you could say. Go to HelloFresh.com/50lights and use code 50 lights for 50% off plus 15% off the next 2 months. Okay, final four. Self-driving car versus teleportation, Che.
I mean, again, one, and I submitted the self-driving car. It's going to get you the process, and, or like it is the process. The other product gets you to your endpoint immediately. So
teleportation, KB?
Self-driving car.
The journey is the journey.
Nick?
Yeah, our brains, our dopaminergic synapses would be fucked up by having such instant convenience.
That's exactly what I was thinking, KB.
Thinking about the synapses.
The synapses, man. People forget about them.
It's the story of the episode.
Nick?
The world would crumble into chaos with teleportation. Self-driving cars.
You also submitted, if I remember correctly, I didn't include it, but an Uber option that you just drive around and listen to music.
Yeah, I don't have a car, but one of my favorite things is just listening to music in the car. So an Uber with no destination. They'll loop you around and drop you off at home.
That's interesting.
I don't hate that. I like Uber rides. Sometimes I'm like upset when I get to the destination.
That's crazy.
Bush?
I'm going with the self-driving car.
Three to one.
That's crazy. You guys are all fucking hippy dippy doofuses.
Teleportation.
All right, Francis, like, too far. Take that back.
That would cross the line.
You're advocating we're gonna have to for cut like, that, gas-powered lamps in an era of electricity. This is ridiculous. It's teleportation, and that I'm angry. Teleportation.
Too bad you can't just jump here and punch us in the face, huh?
Well,
I'd go stop in a lady's shower first.
Sorry about your dumb little teleportation idea, Francis, but the answer is self-driving
car. It's a
thing
that already exists.
Well, I guess you'll be getting
He was tickling me, won't you, Tommy?
So self-driving car, moving on. Now we have air-conditioned underwear versus the pill that charges your phone.
Tough one.
What, is this the championship?
No, it's to go into the championship.
What a match!
Air-conditioned underwear versus a pill that charges.
Honestly,
your phone.
I would rather take a pill than have to plug my phone in and like.
Tommy.
Yeah, I mean, two absolute juggernauts. The seating—it's a shame. Like this is the championship, essentially. But I mean, you know, the pill to charge your phone is...
We can't have this win.
It's unbeatable. It's truly... It's got to be the... I mean, really, phone charging is a big issue. A quick pill? Maybe even a gummy?
Ooh. A pill on the phone charging
kids.
Gummy.
Yeah.
The shape of a dinosaur.
Charges their iPad.
I'll go with the pill for charging your phone.
The pill.
I'm asking myself, what do I dislike more? Having a super sweaty, as Marty put it, on in an airplane, hot plane, tons of just back sweat, gooch sweat, privates sticking to your thigh. Versus the hassle of having to plug my phone in, and it's definitely going to have to be air-conditioned underwear here.
Air-conditioned underwear.
That's a bigger problem for me.
Yeah, you have to, like, half the time you're charging your phone, you're taking that sleep pill, you know? So you take the sleep pill, you don't have to do it, you're just already laying down, and the underwear is every day. Little button. Woo, felt good. Mm-hmm. That's it. Underwear.
2-1 in favor of air-conditioned underwear. Nick.
I'm Googling pill that charges phone to make sure it doesn't exist.
There's a patent out?
Yeah.
Fuck.
We're getting there. Yeah. I think taking your charger somewhere sucks. Like, you go to a bar and you're like, hey, can you plug this in? Yeah. Or, like, trying to find an outlet.
On an airplane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would just, if I'm traveling, I'm taking, like, 4 or 5 of those pills.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pill that charges phone.
Pill that charges phone.
In a landslide.
KB.
It's the pill that charges the phone, and it's not particularly close.
Jay.
I didn't realize we needed to press a button for this underwear to work.
That'd be crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah. I've talked myself into thinking this is an actual really good invention.
So if you think if I was swallowing a pill for the air conditioning in your underwear, would that
be possible? No, you can't change it now.
Also, there's no way that would work. How would
that's impossible?
How would swallowing a pill make you have air conditioning?
Yeah, that'd be crazy. That makes no sense. That'd be insane.
To keep it a little realistic.
Okay, so finals, Stephen Chase self-driving car instead of teleportation, which is fucking stupid, versus the pill that charges your phone from Nick. Let's start with you, Che.
Damn. I'm going to say pill that charges your phone. I think it'd be nice to have a fully charged phone whenever I want it. The little put on your tongue. Game over.
22 now. Just take a pill. The pill.
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 End it.
Marty?
Yeah, I mean, of course it's got to win. It has to win. Pill.
Francis?
I you know, for the reason that we already do have self-driving cars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a stupid final.
The final four.
I don't mind pill that charges your phone. That deserves to be here, but there were a lot more that should have been against it.
Like teleportation.
I don't think you get it. Honestly,
I get the pill that charges your phone. I just think that we had some other better options.
You want a teleportation in their bed?
I don't know. You guys really just said that wasn't viable, and yet
and then moved along a pill that charges your phone.
Had no barrier to being a finalist.
You have to get it prescribed at a doctor.
You prove
at an Apple store, at a Genius bar.
You said the world would fall apart.
The world wouldn't fall apart from the phone charging.
That's for everyone.
Teleportation, but. Explain the metrics of it. Like, give me how you see it. How does what's happening within your body?
As soon as it starts dissolving, your battery starts going to the device.
Are you emitting electricity from your body into your phone?
How about your phone has to be in your pocket? We'll make it easy. We'll make it simple and doable.
I don't like that.
Charging.
So I don't like that.
Ruin it
no,
all.
I don't like that
at all.
Because you can't hold your hand.
I think as long as you're holding it.
I was just trying to let Francis be able to comprehend it.
Yeah, I mean, this is just really cute. It's cute what we've done. Way to go. We did a cute thing, guys. We just went to the mythical land of unicorns and zebras, and that's it. Yep, pill that charges your phone. Sure. Pill that charges your phone.
Pill that charges your phone, Tom.
Yeah, this show ended 45 minutes ago. Pill that charges your phone.
Pill that. We're in our bracket episode 95. Inventions we can't wait for. That fucking pill that charges your phone, baby. Keep your eye out. Buy the stock in any company that's making that.
Stupid.
Buy as much stock as you can now. Thanks, Marty, for joining in this one. I'll be back next week, hopefully from a new spot with less noise pollution. All right, we'll see you guys next week.
Hey, it's Fran from Chicks in the Office. It's peak summer. One plan is turning into five, but trust, I'll be wearing Abercrombie to all of them. Catch me in their Sloan tailored pan at work and then the happy hour right after. The Dylan dress for dinner plans when you want something easy but still put together. And of course, their denim. Because Abercrombie denim just works, no matter the plan. Keep up with the pace of summer without overthinking it. Shop in the app, online, and in stores.
This one's brought to you by TickPick. Ever actually read a ticket receipt? Service fee? Processing fee? Convenience fee? Convenient for who? That's an extra $30 a ticket. TickPick doesn't do that. Never has, never will. No fees means the exact same seat, same section, same row. Cost less on TickPick. Fans trust TickPick for all their live events. Check the reviews yourself. So why overpay for the exact same seat? Download the TickPick app and never pay another service fee again. And for new TickPick customers, take $20 off your first order with promo code PMT20 in the TickPick app. Terms apply. That's PMT20 at checkout for $20 off your first order.
Dedication isn't born in the light of day. It's carved in the quiet hours before the world blinks awake. At Boar's Head, we rise with a mission to deliver craftsmanship worthy of your table. A slice of something special folded into every moment worth savoring. Because dedication means delivering only the very best. Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905.
Iconic summer moments deserve an iconic drink. Reach for Mountain Dew, an American original. From its beginnings in the foothills of Tennessee to your biggest summer yet, the refreshing citrus kick of Mountain Dew is the perfect companion to your American summer adventures. Enjoy the refreshing citrus kick of Mountain Dew, tasting great since 48. Look for Mountain Dew in stores near you at MountainDew.com. That's MountainDew.com.
We had help.
On August 21st,
we have a story.
Mutiny arrives on the big screen.
Who are you?
It is, trust me.
Jason Statham stars in the action movie to end your summer.
What do you want?
Vengeance.
Mutiny. Rated R.